You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Now serving. You know, this miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 is a miracle of Jesus that's recorded in all the four Gospels, in all the four Gospel accounts. You can read this miracle recorded in Matthew 14, in Mark chapter 6, in Luke chapter 9, and here in John chapter 6. And it's a very spectacular miracle. No? Biruin nyo, limang tinapay, no? Limang pandesal, no? Limang pandekoko, limang Spanish bread na multiply at pinakain libu-libong tao, dalawang isda, dalawang dilis, dalawang danggit, dalawang tuyo, no? Napakain ng libu-libong tao. And it says there, it only says here, 5,000 men, not including women and children. So if you would add the women and children, it could swell up to about 20,000 people, as a Bible commentator has said. So a very spectacular miracle. 20,000 people were fed as a boy contributed his lunch to Jesus. Now, I remember in 1991, when there was an earthquake. How many of you remember the earthquake that hit Cabanatuan, Baguio? It was felt here in Metro Manila. And in Northern Luzon. No? And our Pastor June Escusar and our staff in Victory U-Belt back then assembled our resources and we packed. You know, nagpack kami ng groceries. We organized volunteers were called and we packed groceries and noodles, toothbrush, toothpaste, and goodies. The Pastor June led a team to send these relief goods to go up to Baguio. And I think the Cannon Road was closed, but they were able to enter in Baguio City. And when they got there, they went to Burnham Park and they saw thousands of people staying in the open ground because they're still afraid of aftershocks. And so they announced that they are distributing relief goods to people. And thousands of people lined up, formed a line. And when they saw the line of people and the goods that are in the church vehicle, it's a Nissan Bida. You know? It's like a Toyota Tamaro FX, AUV, utility vehicle. And when they saw the line and the groceries they have in the van, you know, I think it will not be enough. But nevertheless, they prayed, they distributed, and they handed over the line, the groceries. And as they're giving away, it seems that the line is getting longer and longer. No? Parang padami ng padami. But they kept on giving and giving and distributing. But later on, nung naubos na, as the line got shorter, up to the last person, no? The groceries kept on. I think Pastor June were amazed and the team were amazed. Jesus Christ multiplied the groceries in the van. Hallelujah. It's a modern miracle. No? Praise God. How many of you believe God can do that? God can multiply. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What Jesus did yesterday, He can still do it today. And so, that's why we are serving a great miracle-working God. Whatever we can offer to Him, even if it's limited, Jesus can multiply it, turn it into something great, something significant. And it says here, in what we have read, that Jesus withdrew to a lonely place, to a mountainside, and crowds followed them. And Jesus had compassion on these people. He healed the sick. He performed miracles. And He taught them about the kingdom of God. No, tinuruan niya, pinagaling niya, yung mga may sakit. And because of that, thousands of people followed Him. They ran on foot. They wanna see Jesus. They wanna hear from Jesus. And it was getting dark. The The evening meal was already passed, no? And they are in a far-flung place, a remote place, a malayong lugar, paggabi na, no? And the people were tired and hungry. And so the disciples, Jesus and the disciples saw marami ng gutom, no? Marami ng pagod, and Jesus told his disciples, you give them something to eat. No? Bigyan niyo sila ng pagkain. People are hungry. That's the problem. A lot of people today are hungry. Even in our nation, even though we are rich in natural resources, there are a lot of Filipinos still today are having a hungry stomach, no? Living below poverty level. But how many of you believe that Jesus can turn around this nation? Jesus can save our nation. And that's why we need to pray for our nation, that every Filipino will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of the Philippines. Because blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And so Jesus told them, he asked his disciples, where can we buy bread? There's a great need. And even today in our churches, in our Victory churches, there's a great need for people to give themselves. Why? Because all of our churches are growing. We are just one church in Metro Manila, but we meet in different locations, no? From Santa Rosa, Laguna, from Alabang, Ford, Galleria, Pasig, up to here, Metro East, U-Belt, Caloocan, up to Novaliches. We have churches, and even in the provinces, all of our churches are growing. And thousands of people are getting hungry for the Word of God. And yet, that's why we need to raise up or call for volunteers, because not everything in the church can be done and should be done by the pastors. No, imagine if the staff and the pastors will arrange the chairs, set up the chairs, and fix this and organize this meeting. No, it will be a gargantuan task for us. And so that's why there's a great need for men and women to give themselves, to be volunteers in the ministry. Why? Because the Bible says that every one of us is a minister. Every one of us is a servant. Now, Jesus said, the greatest among you should be the servant of all. All of us are called to serve. No? And that's why we are all servants. We are ministers. No? Even that's the word minister mean. A servant. To minister is to serve. Kaya sabi mo sa katabi mo, you are a minister. Yan, ministro. No? We are all called to serve one another. Serve one another in love. And here in John chapter 6, he asked his disciples, where can we buy, saan tayo bibili ng tinapay? Para mapakain tong libu-libong tao. John 6:6, he said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. So kahit alam na ni Jesus, even though Jesus knows what he's about to do, he lets his disciple participate in the work of the kingdom. Gusto niya ma-involve tayong lahat. No, he wants us to be involved. He wants us to do our part. Because without Jesus, without us, Jesus cannot do his miracle. We have our part to play. And so we can find out here, we can see here, there are three solutions. Tatlong solution ang binigay. There are three solutions that were presented here in this story. The first one is this: send the people away. No? Paalisin na lang. Pauwiin yung mga tao. No? Luke 9:12. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here. Okay, nasa bundok sila, nasa malayong lugar sila. And so, pauwiin na lang. Just let them buy their own food. Just let them solve their own problem. Ayan ang mind your own business. No? Kanya-kanyang dilhensya na lang. And the disciples were solving this problem in a pure, natural, logical, human way. Yung natural way. And that's why they have a low expectation of God. They forgot that in the Old Testament, God performed already miracles. And di ba, remember when during the time of Moses, umulan ng pugo, di ba? Biruin mo mga pugo, mga itlog ng pugo, umulan, no? At sasaluhin mo na lang yung pugo. At saka yung mana, it rained down, umulan ng Bavarian, Dunkin' Donuts, no? And the Old Testament, imagine that, you can catch the donuts and the quails, no? In the Old Testament. And even Elisha, the prophet, 2 Kings chapter 4, he was able to multiply food. He was able to feed 100 men. The prophet Elisha. But here, it says, the disciples said, just send the crowds away. Let them go home, mind their own business, let them solve their own problem. And so kung ganun rin po tayo, if there are no volunteers in church, what will happen is each of us will mind our own concern or business. Now, every one of us will bring a chair every Sunday and set up your chair here, all right? If there are no ushers or administrative people, if there are no musicians, if there's no music group, then habang nag-drive ka lang, mag-praise and worship ka na sa kotse. Lord, I want to praise and worship you. And you will raise your hands while driving, you're worshiping, no? And, kung walang kids church, if there are no kids church teachers, no, then those parents here will bring their own babysitters. Well, kanya-kanyang dala ng yaya. O yan, ilibangin mo na lang. Libot-libot kayo dyan sa mall. Just buy a popcorn and Infinity or whatever else, or takoyaki. Alright, libangin mo na lang yung anak natin. No? We can see here that we have lots of volunteers here in Metro East, in Victory, because we believe that church is that there should be involvement, there should be a participation in church. We're not just spectators, but we are participants. We participate in the ministry. And so that's the first solution. Send them away. The second one is spend money to buy food. Okay, gumastos. Raise enough money. Mark 6:37, but he answered, you give them something to eat. They said to him, that would take 8 months of a man's wages. So kung 25,000 sold mo, 200,000 pesos. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat? Okay, so kinumpute nila. It will take 8 months wages, and that would not be sufficient. Okay, that it will just take one bite for each. Okay, so pagbigay mo tinapay, oh, kagat ka ng isa, ipasa mo na sa katabi mo. Oh, yan, agad, okay na yan. Oh, ibang amoy na. Amoy na lang. Oh, so spend money. No, that's the second solution, raise enough money. Kung volunteers naman, ang solution naman is spend money or pay everyone. Oh, babayaran lahat ng magiging professional na yung mga music group natin, babayaran ang tutugtog, no? Pag may pumuyok, bawas sa sweldo. Okay? Pag may sintunadong tipa, cord, okay? Bawas, kaltas. Okay? O kaya sa ushering, di ba? Pag may sumimangot, alright, ganyan. So, you'll pay everyone. You'll pay every teacher in the kids' church, ushers. It will cost a lot for this church. We can't afford that. So buying food is an expensive proposition. And so Jesus was teaching a lesson of faith to his disciples. Okay? Let them sit in groups. He was teaching them how to feed thousands of people. And so what's the solution? The third or the divine solution is here. Is we need to share what we have. Share what you have. Tell your seatmates, share what you have. Ayan. Kain tayo mamaya, ah, sa KFC. Sa Mary Thomas, you share what you have. Okay? Ibahagi mo. Okay? Ibigay mo kung anong meron ka. And let Jesus multiply what you have. That's the third solution. Okay? So, nakita natin, we can see here, Andrew. Okay? Si Brother Andrew. Ano nangyari? John 6:8-9. Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. Okay? Dinala ni Andrew, isang bata. Ano pangalan ng bata? What's the name of the kid? Boy. Okay? Here is a boy. That's the name. Diba? You know, in their culture, a boy is really a young child, a young lad. But here in the Philippines, when you call somebody a boy, it can mean a child, a teenager, or a grown-up man named Mang Boy, Kuya Boy, Boy Bawang, Boy Toko, Boy Bayawak, The Boy. All right? Ano pa? Ni, ano? Kuya Boy, Abunda. Okay? So, boy. He can be a child or a grown-up man. But here, the boy's back lunch, no, was given to Jesus. His back lunch of two small fish, dalawang istang maliit, galunggong o bangus o daing o tilapia, and a 5 pandikoko, pandilimon, Spanish bread, 5 small barley loaves. And it was just enough for him. And barley is the bread for the poor. It's an expensive bread. But nevertheless, the boy was generous. He was willing. He was available. He had faith. He had seen the miracles that Jesus performed. And so if Jesus can heal the sick and heal the lame, the blind, the deaf, the mute, I believe Jesus can do something with my packed lunch and multiply it. And so you can be a boy, the one who has little something, you have something to share, or you can be an Andrew. You can be someone who can find someone who can share or contribute. You can be a talent scout. Diba? You know someone who is good in singing. May kakilala kang magaling kumanta. Parang si Charis or si Christian Bautista. Diba? Or may kakilala kang magaling mag-gitara. No? Sinisipilyo yung electric guitar. No? Sa sobrang bilis niyang mag-gitara. Mag-lead. You can be a talent scout. You can be an Andrew. You can be a boy who shared what he had. And so what happened here, John 6:11? Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. You know, it's the act of every father in a Jewish family to say thanks, to offer a prayer and give thanks to God at every meal. So here Jesus, as the head of a spiritual family, he looked up to God, he blessed the food, he gave thanks to God as the spiritual family, as the head of the spiritual family. So minultiply niya. And what happened? Matthew 14:20-21, they all ate and were satisfied. Are you satisfied in the Lord? They were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men besides women and children. So if Jesus wants something done, he will use men and women like you and me to perform a miracle. You can contribute. You can share a little talent, a skill, your time, your talents, your treasure, and Jesus can multiply it to feed, to serve thousands of people. And so dito, kinuha niya yung tinapay. He took the bread and he multiplied it. Do you have the picture of the multiply? You see? Oh, lumaki pa yung isda. Oh, tumaba. Okay? Naging boneless bangus. Oh, tilapia ata eh. Dumami. No? At they had left 12 basketfuls of leftover. Right? So if Jesus will meet the needs, he will provide for your needs. He will not just provide for your needs, but more than what you need so that you can be able to share it. So you have leftover so you can be a blessing. How many of you want God to bless you so you can be a blessing? That's the purpose of God. That's why God will prosper us. If you're generous, God will bless you so you can have more to share with your loved ones. So Jesus here, we can see that Jesus is the ultimate servant. He is God, but he served the people. He came down from heaven to earth to serve us, to heal the sick. He taught about the kingdom of God. He met the needs of the people, and he was more than a miracle worker. He is the Son of God. He is the Messiah, the one who gave his life to save the world. And so whatever little, whatever talent or time or service you will give to Christ, he can turn it to something great. He can turn it to a big miracle. It depends on whose hands it's in. What we can learn from here is that Jesus can turn our small contribution into a big miracle. Do you want to see a miracle in your life? Then let Jesus turn your small contribution. Offer what you have to Christ. He will turn it into a big miracle. You know, it depends whose hands it's in. A basketball in my hands is worth about $25 or 1,000 pesos. A basketball in Michael Jordan's hands is worth about 33 million. And that's what he earned in his last year. It depends on whose hands it's in. A baseball bat in my hands is worth about $16. A baseball in Mark McGuire's hands is worth 19 million. It depends whose hands it's in. A tennis racket is useless in my hands. A tennis racket in Novak Djokovic's hands is a Wimbledon championship. It depends whose hands it's in. A rod in my hands will keep away a wild animal. A rod in Moses' hands can divide the Red Sea. It depends whose hands it's in. A slingshot in my hands is a kid's toy. A slingshot in David's hands is a mighty weapon. It depends whose hands it's in. Two fish and five loaves of bread in my hands is a couple of fish sandwiches. Two fish and five loaves of bread in God's hands will feed thousands. It depends whose hands it's in. Do you want to turn your small contribution? Do you want Jesus to turn your small contribution into a big miracle? Then let's give everything into the hands of Jesus. Let's give our time, our talent and treasures, our service to God. And let Him use our lives to serve millions of people so that this nation can have a turnaround and bow its knee to Christ. Let's give our lives to Jesus. You see, every year we're calling people to volunteer themselves to serve the Lord through the various ministries we have in church. And there's something significant that happens when you volunteer your life.